Baxter Regional Medical Center is now Baxter Health. When it comes to health and healing, there's no place like home. At Baxter Health, providing compassionate care beyond measure is their mission, because when it feels like home, it heals like home. The Baxter Health team has proudly supported Bomber Athletics since 1963 and are privileged to continue that tradition for the 2022-23 season. Go Bombers from Baxter Health.
Well, tonight's opening kickoff brought to you by Arvest Bank. Pay your bills, manage your cards, send money and more with highly rated Arvest Go mobile app. Say goodbye limits and hello possibilities with Arvest Bank. Mounts home kicked off. It was a short squib kick that Christian fielded and returned to the 41. That was kind of surprising there.
It was.
Walker White with a screen pass to the left side. It falls incomplete, and so it will be second and 10 from the Little Rock Christian 41.
Yeah, number 17, Tate Collins there for Little Rock Christian. Tried to make a one-hand grab here on the near side and couldn't quite haul it in.
Christian in the shotgun. Walker White with Ronnie Anoki to his left. Two receiver spot to the left, one to the right. Another screen pass that goes to the left side. This one is caught for a gain of about 2 yards. That was Jackson Kircher with the catch, and so it's going to be third and 8 at the 43.
Great job there by senior Brady Barnett for the Bombers, breaking down, making a great tackle there on the outside, forcing the third down.
Oh, well, actually, it only gave him 1 yard, so it's going to be third and 9 at the 42. Once again in the shotgun is Walker White. He's back to pass. Tries to throw it in the middle of traffic. It goes just off the fingertips of his receiver. And just like that, Christian goes three and out. Great start for the defense.
Tony Fox is slapping his hands because that ball bounced right over his head. He just about got to it. It would have been a pick right there. Good job by the defense.
So Walker White is also Christian's punter. So he's set back to punt with the ball at the 42-yard line, fourth and 9 for Christian. Dylan Drury back to return the punt. The kick is up in the air. It's a short kick. Takes a bounce right to Drury. He fields it just near the 25, and he's not going to be gain much out of that, maybe a yard or two. He's still going. Nope, take that back. Nope.
No, there was a face mask on there. Oh, okay. That looks like they missed. I was looking to see if there's a flag down there on that sideline. It looks like he just got his fingers in the face mask, but they didn't call it.
Okay, so they're going to set the ball at about the 26-yard line of Mountain Home.
Excited to see what the offense is going to bring here, Matt. I'm going to call you Brad a couple times tonight, probably accidentally. It's just so much habit.
Please don't insult me like that. Cade Yates back in the shotgun. Three receiver split to the left. He's going to keep it and get to about the 27-yard line, I think. See where they marked that at.
Oh, my goodness. We had Brody Goodson was on. Our offensive linemen bumped into each other. That was the only reason that didn't go for about 20 yards there on the outside.
So it was a one-yard gain to the 27. Second and 9 for Mountain Home. 11:08 left to play in the first quarter. No score as of yet. Yates once again in the shotgun. Chris Hubbard to his left. Now he's got Chris Hubbard to his right. He's going to hand it off to Hubbard. He's going to get it toward the 30. I don't know if he quite got there or not. See where they spot the ball at. Looks like they're going to place it at the 29, I believe. Can't having a little trouble seeing the ball where I'm at.
The big third down here for the offense, Matt. You know, this season, and that's something we've kind of struggled on a little bit on third down, is getting those conversions. So really like to see the Bombers here convert early.
It is third and 7 at the 29. 10:20 left to play in this first quarter. Mountain Home looking to try to convert their first third down attempt. Yates back to pass. He scrambles to the left side. Now he's going to be sacked in the backfield. And so both teams exchange three and outs early on.
He's scrambling for his life there because the corners are just shutting us down there. There's nobody to throw the ball to, so unfortunately he has to take the sack there.
About a 3-yard loss there, so it's going to be fourth and 10 at the make that a 2-yard loss there. It's going to be fourth and 9 at the 27. Mountain Home back to punt. And it looks like Jacob Field is back to return. It's actually going to be returned by the short returner. Ben Ridings, and he's going to bring it to the 49 of Christian. They've got very good field position to start this drive.
Good job there by number 71, Elijah Lagger, our big 6'4", 230-pound senior, making the tackle from behind there. Great job, because there wasn't anybody else between him and the end zone.
First and 10 at the Christian 49. Walker White back in the shotgun once again. Ronnie Anoki to his right. Three receivers split out to the right, none on the left. The handoff goes to Anoki, and he's going to get it across the 50 to about the, they're going to give him the 46. That's going to be a five-yard gain, and so second and five coming up for the Warriors.
We'll talk about this a lot tonight, but, you know, Walker White, Matt, just looks like a D1 quarterback. He is a specimen.
He is big.
He's a big boy.
White back in the gun once again. Anoki to his right. Two receivers split out to the left, one to the right. Now one receiver goes in motion and a dead ball foul. Are they going to call a false start?
Yeah, they got to call motion there. I think they had two guys moving at once.
So there is going to be a false start. And that's going to put them right back to the original line of scrimmage, the Christian 49. So second 10 coming up.
Now you talked about this pregame, Matt. Penalties killed Mountain Home Christian last week.
Yes.
And so we've already seen now a motion. And so we hope that continues.
Just under 9 minutes left to play in this first quarter. No score here at Warrior Field on the campus of Little Rock Christian Academy. Walker White once again back in the gun. Anoki to his right. He's going to hand off to Anoki. He's going to get across the 50 to about the 48-yard line of Mountain Home. A three-yard gain and a third down coming up.
Big number 55, Brody Goodson, was standing right there waiting on him, able to haul him in.
Third and seven. Be nice for Mountain Home getting another three and out here on the defensive end.
That'd be a pretty good start. It is football weather, Matt.
It sure
feels
is.
Good down here.
White in the shotgun. Anoki to his right. Receiver goes in motion to the right. So now two receivers split out to the right, one to the left. White drifts to his right side and now throws it back to his tight end, I believe. And that was Ethan Ross with the reception. He's going to get it to the 44-yard line of Mountain Home. That is, or 43-yard line. That's going to be short of the first down. So let's see what they're going to do here. Looks like they're going to go for it.
Little Rock Christian quarterback White just had a little bit of Robert Dover breathing down his neck. We're going to see a lot of that tonight.
Fourth and two coming up for Little Rock Christian. 8:08 left to play in the first quarter. No score. White now goes under center, and he's going to hand it off to his running back, and he's going to have the first down and a lot more to the 30, to the 20, and he may take this one to the house. He does. Touchdown, Little Rock Christian, on a 41-yard run play by Hope Chappelle.
Dylan McBride over there in the corner just couldn't quite get turned around. His misposition as the running back ran by him all the way to the end zone untouched. That hurts, Matt.
Grayson Hoover will attempt the extra point for Little Rock Christian with 7:55 left to play in the first quarter. Snaps down, the kick is up, and it is good. We've got 7:55 left in the first. It is Little Rock Christian leading Mountain Home 7-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Getting the kids to practice on time, remembering if it's your day to bring snacks, making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit American Safeguard Insurance of Mountain Home on the corner of Highway 62 and Cardinal. Insurance made simple.
In the communities we serve, we know your energy is best spent on the things you enjoy. That's why we're helping you save your energy with natural gas. With more efficiency than other fuel sources, save your energy for taco night. Or singing in the shower with faster water heater recovery, even for cozier comfort with gas dryers and fireplaces. All while doing a little more to save the planet. So save your energy and money with natural gas. And if you already are, keep saving with Summit Utilities. Learn more at summitutilities.com/benefits.
Grayson Hoover back to kick off to Mountain Home. Ball is fielded just outside the 10-yard line. And going out for a bigger turn to the 30, to the 35, and to the 30, down to the 30, about 37-yard line, I believe, is Mountain Home. Let's see what they spot this. But that's a good return for Mountain Home coming out.
That is. Tony Fox really gives you an advantage back there, just his speed. A lot of times he outruns his blockers. He's so quick. And a great job there, because that puts us in pretty good field position there to get started.
So 7:48 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home will have it first and 10.
Referees are talking something over. Looks like there's a little bit of laundry on the field.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Back at the 27-yard line, just about.
I think we're going to get called for a hold here if I was.
Say, usually there it's either a hold or a block in the back.
Well, they're discussing it. Maybe they're going to wave it off.
Let's see what the call is here. Dead ball. Unsportsmanlike conduct against Little Rock Christian. Wow. So give Mountain Home an extra 15 yards after the play. Wow, that's a big call. So that's going to put, well.
It offset because they called one on us, too.
You're right. They did. They sure did. So it gets a little pushing and shoving after the play there.
Yeah,
so
get a little extracurricular there.
So it will be first and 10 at the 37 of Mountain Home. Yates in the shotgun. He hands it off to his running back. I believe that was Brady Barnett there. And he will take it to across the 40 to about the 42-yard line, I believe. And so a 5-yard gain on there. Second and 5 coming up for Mountain Home. 7.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Again, Little Rock Christian up 7-0 early on.
Offense trying to find a wrinkle here.
Second and 5 at the 42. Yates once again in the gun, hands it off to his running back, Chris Hubbard. He's going nowhere this time, actually tackled for a loss of about a yard. And so another third down coming up for Mountain Home, 3rd and 6 at the 41.
Looks like Hubbard kind of lost his feet before he hit the hole there. I think he actually tripped before he was tackled.
So third and six for the Bombers, 6:50 left in the first quarter. Yates once again in the gun, a running back to each side of him. And now another stoppage of play.
There's a flag over there on our sideline.
It's going to be a delay. Oh, no, offsides. They're going to call it offsides on
the defense.
On the defense. So what was 3rd and 6 going to turn into 3rd and 1 at the Mountain Home 46-yard line?
Well, that helps you. So that's now 3 penalties, Matt. We talked about the potential of them being undisciplined. I think it's pretty obvious that seems to be the case.
It's starting to show early on, yeah. 3rd and 1 for Mountain Home at the 46. Mountain Home once again in the shotgun. Running back to the left side of Barnett, Chris Hubbard going in. And does he have enough?
It's going to be close.
It's going to be very, very close. He needed a yard.
Ooh, I like they moved our spot up a little bit
Where they put it, where they place it, I'm not sure they're going to. Nope,
they gave it to him.
Okay, so it is a first down. Move the chains. 1st and 10 for Mountain Home at the 47-yard line. 6:22 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home's first down of the evening. Yates once again in the gun, running back to each side. He fakes the handoff to Hubbard. Now throws to the right side. And there is Barnett with the reception across the 50. And will be thrown out of bounds at about the 48-yard line. That's not a bad pass play there on first down for Mountain Home.
Oh, not at all. I mean, I really like that they made the move, you know, after the start of the season to move Yates back there to quarterback. And the reason why is because it allows him to give him a really great target in Brady Barnett. It gives him somebody to throw the ball to that's dependable, that can get yards whenever you need them most. So I think you'll see a lot more of that tonight as those two hook it up.
5-yard gain for Mountain Home. 2nd and 5 at the 48 of Little Rock Christian. Yates once again in the gun, hands it off once again to Hubbard. He's got the first down as he gets it across the 43 to the 42-yard line. So 2 first downs so far for Mountain Home in this drive with about 6 minutes left to play in the first quarter. You got to like what you're seeing right now with the offense.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what you got to do. You got to get the ball moving. You got to get these boys some confidence. I mean, I don't think our record really speaks to the amount of talent and the amount of,
this conference got a good team. Is just stacked.
It is. I mean, you just do the best you can.
1st and 10 for Mountain Home at the 42-yard line of Little Rock Christian. Mountain Home once again in the shotgun. The handoff goes to Hubbard. He's going nowhere as he's tackled in the backfield for about a 3-yard loss. Ball He'll be spotted at the 45-yard line, second and 13 coming up for Mountain Home with 5:23 left in the first quarter.
Number 33 there for Little Rock Christian, Justin Smith, just comes through the line absolutely untouched to make that play. We've got to pick him up if we're going to have success tonight.
Yeah, he got there in a hurry. Second and 13, Mountain Home once again in the shotgun. You're running back to each side of Yates. Now Barnett goes in motion to the left side. Yates backs pass, three screen pass to Hubbard. He gets it across the 45, back to the 43-yard line. So looks like is where they're going to spot it. So a third and 10 for the 42-yard line for Mountain Home. So a third and 10 coming up. Again, that's actually the 42 of Christian right now. So third and 10 coming up for Mountain Home. 4:55 let's play in the first quarter.
No surprise here. We're looking at probably a passing down. I want to see what this big, huge safety they've got, what he's going to do. Number 43.
Yates in the shotgun. Looking to pass it. He throws it over the head of, just over the hands of his receiver. And it falls incomplete. So Mountain Home will face fourth and a 10 at the 42-yard line of Christian with 4:50 left.
Yeah, Yates let that one sail just a little too hard right over the head of the receiver. Just uncatchable. Luckily, it didn't fall into the hands of the Little Rock Christian defender.
Well, Mountain Home's going to go for it. Fourth and 10 at the...
look for the quick 42? Punt here with Brady.
Yeah, he might.
He's in the...
Yeah,
Barnett's back there.
Yep, you're right. He's backing up. Looks like he may just do just that. Yep, it's going to be a short kick that is going to... just barely go to the 35. So that's going to be a 7-yard net punt, looks like, on that play. So you'd like to see a little deeper than that.
You can see Ari's head shaking from the sideline all the way over here. And, yeah, just really disappointed there. If he would have got a hold of that and put it down the 10, that would have been great. But, man, 35, that's pretty good field position for Little Rock Christian.
That's where the Warriors will take over at their own 35. First and 10 with 4:44 left to play in the first quarter. They lead 7-0. Walker White in the shotgun. Inoki to his right. He hands it off to Inoki. He gets it across the 35, across the 40, to about the 42-yard line. A 7-yard gain there on first down. Second and 3 coming up for the Warriors. And they're quickly back lined up. Walker White once again hands it off to Inoki. He gets it near the first down mark. I think he's going to be just a yard shy. So third and 1 coming up for Little Rock Christian. Well, they're not getting as quick to the line as they did last time. That was a good move overall by Christian. Try to see if they can catch Mountain Home off guard there. Third and 1 for Christian with 4:03 left to play. Ball is at the 44. Another handoff to Inoki. He has the first down across the 45, across the 52, and is brought down at the 48-yard line of Mountain Home. And move the chains for Little Rock Christian. They will keep this drive going with less than 4 minutes left in the first quarter.
Tripped up there by number 24, Ty Hanford for us, doing a good job getting his hand on the offensive player to get him tripping down.
First and 10 at the 48 of Mountain Home. Walker White fakes a handoff and gives it to his receiver who did an end around there. That was Cade Bowman there. And he will get it across the 45 to about the 42-yard line, I believe. So a 7-yard gain they're going to give it at the 41. So a 7-yard gain for Christian. Second and 3 coming up for the Warriors with 3:16 left to play in the first quarter. Walker once again in the gun. He finds his receiver at first down and more as he gets it across the 30 to about the 27 or 26-yard line of Mountain Home. I believe that was Tate Collins there. They've got some talented receivers, and Walker White already back in the gun. Throws it complete. A flag is down, though. Let's see what the penalty is. The flag is on the very far side of the field.
I don't think they were set before they snapped the ball. They're trying to do that hurry-up offense.
Yep.
No huddle making the play calls at the line, and I just don't think they were set. I think they're trying to go too fast.
They're going to call on Mountain Home. They're going to say Mountain Home wasn't set. Looks like, was it too many men on the field? I believe that's what they're calling, illegal formation. And so, uh, and Are they going to accept or decline this penalty?
They look like they declined it, I think.
Yep. All right.
Oh, never mind. They moved it up.
So they are going to accept it. So now it's going to be first and five at the 28 of Mountain Home. 2:51 left to play. Walker White hands it off to Inoki. He gets it across the 25, across the 20, and it looks like another first down for Little Rock Christian as he is brought down, I think, just inside the 20. And Little Rock Christian going to set up in the red zone for the first time tonight.
Ronnie Inoki, you got to wrap up on him if you're going to tackle him.
First and 10, Little Rock Christian.
Quick pass out there. Man, Dylan Drury just wraps him up and throws him back behind the line of scrimmage. Good job there by Dylan.
So a two-yard loss for Christian on that play. Second and 12 at the Christian 17. Or actually it looks like about the 16 there. Walker White once again in the gun. Inoki to set up to just to his right. Three receivers split out to the right for the Warriors. White will hand it off to Inoki. He gets it across the 15, across the 10. And looks like, I don't know if he quite got the first down. I don't think he did. Third down coming up for the Warriors with 1:52 left to play in the first quarter as they lead 7-0. They're trying to add to that. Third and four coming up. Walker White hands it off once again to Inoki, and he gets it into the end zone for the touchdown, and Christian's up by two scores.
Matt, I can't tell if it's a touchdown or a dance party in here.
Yeah.
For those at home, let me explain. So Little Rock Christian has sort of the same lighting system that Alabama has. So every time they score, lights go off, lights start flashing. I can't tell. I want to start dancing, Matt.
A 17-yard run by Ronnie Inoki, and Grayson Hoover will once again set up for the extra point with 1:41 left to play in the first quarter. The snap is down, the kick, the hold is down, the kick is up, and it is good. 1:41 left to play in the first quarter. It is Little Rock Christian leading Mountain Home 14-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Mountain Home Education Foundation Executive Director Jennifer Crawford speaks about the foundation's purpose and how they meet the needs of students.
We're a 501c3 organization. Our mission is to support Mountain Home Public Schools students and their learning, and we do that through student scholarships and also through teaching grant opportunities. So we have two main scholarship opportunities for students, the Mountain Home Promise and traditional scholarships. Those are often our endowed scholarships or memorial scholarships.
KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot is proud of all our Bombers.
While pundits try to predict the future of the national economy, you may be worrying about your own economic condition. A vital part of your business and your personal financial strategy should be when and how to borrow money. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, you'll find the right person to guide you through the loan process and answer those questions you have on your mind right now. Put your mind at ease with Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
And a brighter day up ahead.
Well, Grayson Hoover kicking off once again to Mountain Home. Ball's fielded just near the goal line. Ball's going across the 10, and it looks like near the 20. It looks like the Mountain Home will be stopped just inside the 20 to about the 19-yard line, and that's where the Bombers will take over with 1:35. Let's play in the first quarter. It is Little Rock Christian up 14-0.
Fox taken down by a whole squad of Little Rock Christian Warriors there. Didn't get quite as much on the return this time.
One thing I did notice about that drive, even though Christian did score, they didn't get into the end zone nearly as quick as PA did. You know, so that's so if they can, you know, just plug some of those holes up, you know, you think you might, you know, just try, you know, and try to see what they can do as make some adjustments there on the sidelines. First down and 10 as Mountain Home will get it across the 20 to about the 21-yard line, a 2-yard. Looks like actually 22. There's going to be called a 3-yard run there for the Bombers.
Yeah, back to what you were saying. So when Little Rock Christian is on offense, they're not doing anything real flashy. I mean, they're just setting up, running the zone, and letting the running back sort of pick the lane wherever they get the most movement, and he's just following his blockers. They're just, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust on us.
So second and 7 at the 22-yard line. Mounts on once again in the shotgun. Yates back to – actually, he's going to keep it, and he's going to get it across the 25 to about the 27-yard line. Looks like about a 5-yard gain on that play.
Well, Matt, you think they watched that one on film this week? You know, Chenoweth there was the pitch man, and they had Chenoweth had a guy mounted up on him. So definitely think they scouted that one out in film this week. Knew it was coming.
So it looks like a third. Looks like a third down and 2 or 3 yards for Mountain Home. Ball is at the 26. Yates once again in the gun. Barnett set up to his right. One receiver is split out to each side. Yates is going to keep it, and or was that a direct snap to Barnett? No, it was Kate Yates on the carry. He gets a couple on there, but it wasn't enough to move the chains, I don't believe.
It's real close, ain't it? They're having to actually split it. Our chain gain back at Mountain Home would make that look a lot better, wouldn't
it? Yes, they would. So it's going to the ball is going to be – they're going to stop it.
Fourth and centimeters, it looks like.
And actually, that's going to be the end of the first quarter. So we have played one. Our score at the end of one. Little Rock Christian Lee, Mountain Home, 14-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is now Baxter Health. When it comes to health and healing, there's no place like home. At Baxter Health, providing compassionate care beyond measure is their mission, because when it feels like home, it heals like home. The Baxter Health team has proudly supported Bomber Athletics since 1963 and are privileged to continue that tradition for the 2022-23 season. Go Bombers from Baxter Health.
We don't expect you to call a banker to fix your leaky faucet, just like no one expects you to be an expert in the home buying or selling process. That's why you have a realtor. When you hire a professional realtor like me, Kim Conan with Southern Breeze Real Estate, I work for you to ensure you are appropriately priced, correctly marketed, and get your home sold in a timely manner, allowing you to focus your energy on what you're best at. Kim Conan, Southern Breeze Real Estate, 425-8868.
Well, they did measure right there in the break between quarters, and Mount Home did have enough to move the chains, so they're going to keep this drive going. First and 10 coming up for the Bombers at their own 29-yard line. So it turned out that Brady Barnett was the one at QB. Apparently, Kate Yates is being looked at on the sideline. I'm sorry, where are you?
We did a good job there getting the first down, and he had it by about good 9-10 inches, it looked like.
We start second quarter. Little Rock Christian up 14-0. Mountain once again in the shotgun. Brady Barnett there with a back to his left side. He's going to throw a deep pass to the left side, and the ball is going to be caught. What a catch by Mountain Home there.
Jet Hannaford
there.
It in.
It gets, and he will go out of bounds at the 38-yard line of Little Rock Christian. What a play.
Barnett just sits back there in the pocket and just heaves one down the near sideline. And Jet just catches it one hand as he puts one toe inbound and steps out. Great play there by Jet.
About a 27-yard gain on that pass play. The handoff goes to the running back as he's driving to the left, to the right side. He's going to get a few yards. Good run on first down for Mountain Home there.
Good to see Chenoweth out there carrying the ball, Matt.
Yep, Jacob Chenoweth with the carry to about the 34-yard line of Little Rock Christian. Second and 6 coming up after the 4-yard run for Chenoweth. Brady Barnett once again in the gun. Chenoweth lined up to his left side. A receiver on each side for Mountain Home. The handoff is faked to Chenoweth, and Barnett's going to keep it as he gets it across the 30 and very close to the first down marker.
He's going to be close. You got to be happy there to see the senior come in and really just sort of take command of this offense. I mean, Matt, he is moving the football, making great passes, making great decisions on his running lanes. He might just put one in the end zone here.
Yes, he might. They are going to say he's just short. So third and short coming up for Mountain Home. Barnett once again in the shotgun. Chenoweth to his right side. Receiver on each side for Mountain Home. Barnett keeps it, and I think he's going to be tackled just shy. You see, it depends on the spot, really.
And that big old safety we talked about in the pregame came over, come flying up the line, made a play. That's Holt Chapel. Also, I hear he's got some D1 offers out there.
Well, they are going to call it. They're going to say he didn't make it, so it's going to be fourth and short coming up for Mountain Home.
Got to go for it.
Yes, they do. I mean, it's less than a yard. Barnett in the shotgun. Chenoweth to his right side. Looks like they brought in Dylan Drury as the H-back. Now the ball handoff goes to Chenoweth. He's going to get the first down across the 25 to about and across the 20, looks like, just inside the 20. So Mount Home's going to be setting up in the red zone for the first time tonight. 9:50 left to play in the first. No, I'm sorry, I take that back. I thought he got to the inside the 20, but it looks like it's inside the 25-yard line. I take that back.
In Matt's defense, it's a little difficult to see up here tonight.
It really is. First and 10 at the 24-yard line of Mountain Home. Barnett back to pass.
He's wide open.
Finds a receiver on the right side, and he just can't handle it. It falls incomplete.
Dang. On that far sideline, he's got a receiver there. He's got two or three steps on his defender. Just couldn't call it in. Bounced right off his hands. Man, you hate to see that. That was six right there, Matt.
Yes, it was. Second and 10 coming up for Mountain Home at the 24-yard line of Christian. 9:26 left to play. The clock stopped after the incomplete pass.
Look for Brady to go back to Jet on this near side here.
Barnett in the gun with a running back onto his right side. He's going to fake the handoff, keep it, and get it across. It looks like down to about the 21-yard line. So about a 3-yard gain on that play. Third and 7 coming up for the Bombers.
I mean, it's obviously 2-down territory. Mm-hmm. I think you take a couple deep shots here. Just go ahead and get it all in one.
9 minutes left to play in the first half. 14-0, Little Rock Christian up. About 12 seconds left on the play clock. Mountain Home now lining up. In the shotgun. Chenoweth to Barnett's left side. Down to 3 seconds. They're going to have to snap it pretty soon. And they're not going to get it off, I don't think, unless they call a timeout.
Yes.
Yep, Mountain Home did get the timeout to avoid the delay of game. So we'll break with 8:40 left to play in the half. It is Little Rock Christian leading Mount Home 14-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Mountain Home High School's Navy Junior ROTC advisor, Chief Williams, speaks about Navy Junior ROTC.
Navy Junior ROTC is a citizenship development program where we help teach high schoolers personal responsibility, self-discipline, how to be a good custodian to the community that they're part of, how to give back to the community. And we do it based on military training, but it's not a recruitment tool for the military.
KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot is proud of all our Bombers.
The new Lotto game from the Arkansas Scholarship.